Professional basketball is one sport that rarely struggles to generate attention, and yet 50 years ago this week, one of the greatest basketball performances ever was played out in near obscurity. Frank DeFord explains why.
Dave Zinkoff, or simply the Zink, was perhaps the most distinctive public address announcer in sport when years ago he called games in Philadelphia, especially for the city's NBA teams. Just his declaring that there were 2 minutes left in the quarter made you feel that never mind that quarter, doomsday was but 120 seconds away. 2 minutes! But nothing the Zinc cried out was so resounding as when Wilt Chamberlain would make an emphatic slam. Dipper Donkey would holler. And so it was exactly 50 years ago this Friday when the Zinc was there in an old hockey arena in Hershey, Pennsylvania, screaming Dipper Dunk again and again as Wilt Chamberlain was on his way to scoring 100 points. It's often difficult to measure the quality of an individual achievement in a team sport. And yes, on that March the 2nd, 1962, Wilt's Warriors were playing the Knicks, the worst team in the league, whose starting center was injured in a meaningless game. But still in all, 100 points in any game in the NBA. In all of Division I college ball, only one guy has gone for a century. That was Frank Selvey of Furman, and that was 58 years ago. Yet curiously, Chamberlain's accomplishment needed time to become accepted for the wonder that it is. There were maybe only 4,000 people in attendance, and many of those had primarily come to see members of the Baltimore Colts and Philadelphia Eagles football teams scrimmage at basketball in the preliminary. Chamberlain averaged 50 points a game that season, and his act seemed old. Scoring 100 points didn't even merit the front page in New York newspapers. Chamberlain was often dismissed as just a goon, as tall players were often called then. The greatest public certification you could receive in 1962 was to be invited to appear on the Ed Sullivan Show on CBS. Wilt was accorded that honor, but unbeknownst to him, only to be made a fool of when a dwarf named Johnny Puglio was assigned to run out and pretend to bite the giant's leg. Scoring 100 points, the audience only roared, mocking the big freak. How ancient that game seems now. No TV, barely a photograph. I was with Wilt a couple of times years later when pandering fans would come up and tell him they saw him score the 100 in Madison Square Garden. Wilt didn't bother to call them out. "Thank you, my man," he would politely reply. History isn't even sure how he scored the 100th point. Wilt was so strong, he was afraid of hurting opponents. He really didn't slam the ball down all that much, generally preferring the dainty, what was called his finger roll. Some witnesses remember that he merely laid the last basket in. Others swear that it really was a slam, with the Zinc screaming, "Dipper Dunk!" Imagine not knowing about the ultimate basket in basketball. But then it was, after all, so very long ago when the late Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 points in an NBA game in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Even in sport, some things get better with time.
It's the voice of Frank DeFord. You can hear him every Wednesday right here on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And I'm Renee Montagne.